We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, January 14th, 2028. On the show today, I don't even know anymore. It just seems like it's been a really long year and we're only 14 days in. On the show today, we'll get you a brand new War of the Roses. Also, we had a corporate conference call with the show and one of our bosses, and it turns out somebody on the show was high during the conference call, and we'll find out who. If you're a fan of the Boston Celtics like Annie and I are, then what happened yesterday in the NBA is just wild. James Harden, who plays for the Houston Rockets, has pretty much been whining every day over the past couple of weeks saying he didn't want to play there anymore.
Yeah.
And it happened yesterday. He got traded. And Kennedy, you're going to love this story.
Well, I have questions. So yes, please, go on.
He got traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
Right.
You know who plays for the Brooklyn Nets? Your favorite player, your boy.
I do.
Kyrie Irving.
So can I ask questions?
Yes.
Sure.
So first and foremost, if you're a basketball player, can you just say, I don't want to play here anymore, and they'll trade you?
If you're a superstar, yes.
If you're James Harden, there's
and
different
then,
roles.
Secondly, if you're that team, why do you want someone like that on your team, especially when you already have a problematic player?
That is what. These are all great sports questions, Kennedy.
Thank you, because I am the number one sports reporter in Boston.
That you are.
I was
that
at the dinner with a casino guy last night, and he said something about it, and I go, what? Who? He goes, aren't you the number one sports reporter in Boston?
Yeah, there was like 4,000 players involved in the trade. There was four teams involved in the trade. Houston gets Oladipo, who's a really good young player. And it's just, for the Celtics, it's going to be interesting because the Nets are a good team if Kyrie Irving is there. But they're also a mess because Kyrie is there. And, you know.
You know who I feel bad for, Carson, is Steve Nash. All Steve Nash wants to do is coach basketball. And now he has to deal with all of these drama queens coming in and messing it up. Like, justice for Steve Nash in this whole trade.
MVP like Steve Nash?
Yes.
Nelly Furtado said that, right?
Yes. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And we love you sharing your Good Vibe Tribe stories. If you know somebody here locally that should be celebrated, drop us a text at 617-931-1234. A retired guy in Maryland has been fixing people's bikes for free during the pandemic. He started in April, and he has fixed over 650 bikes since then. He does accept payment, though, but you can only pay him in baked goods.
No.
I love that.
I'm telling you, getting your bike fixed was a big deal this year.
A dog wandered out onto a frozen lake in England on Saturday and fell through the ice. So a random jogger jumped in and saved the dog and then just continued running.
Runners are crazy.
Yeah, they are. They're a different breed of human.
Yes.
And it turns out that this runner just happens to be an experienced cold water swimmer as well.
Oh, of you're course. Kidding. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Last week, we heard about a homeless guy in California who returned that woman's wallet. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they set up a GoFundMe page now, and there is over $50,000 that has been donated to that guy.
Aww.
In Canada, a guy recently started something called the 40 Hot Meal Project, where businesses buy meals from restaurants and donate them to food banks. So it helps feed people and keep restaurants open. He started it a month ago, and it's already a hit. Businesses have spent $44,000 and donated over 4,000 meals.
I love that idea so much.
It's great.
So much.
A guy in England just wants to play Pokemon Go, Kennedy, but the man keeps getting in the way. I guess it is.
For this man, yes.
He broke the quarantine rules. He went 14 miles from his home to play Pokemon Go. He admitted to the cops he'd driven to different towns to look for new characters. He was fined $275. I mean, you got to find Pikachu, right?
Right?
Do you know?
Good news for traffic. Congestion fell in most countries for the first time in a decade because of the pandemic, according to TomTom GPS data. Places like L.A., New York, Miami all had between 26 and 36% less congestion in 2020. I just want to remember back to a simpler time when we all had these goofy-looking GPS screens hanging from our windows before they were on your phone.
Had the suction cup thing. I had a TomTom forever.
The TomTom.
Did it stick to your windshield?
Yeah, the Garmin. Yeah. Do you not remember these, yeah. Annie?
Not really. I don't think we ever had them in like my cars growing up.
It was like a thick square thing.
And I remember
I stuck it to my windshield,
yeah.
And it was completely set, but it gave you directions like your car does now.
I just remember printing out MapQuest for like my basketball tournaments.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And a man in Arizona went into a souvenir shop and the owner pulled a gun because he was wearing a mask. The store has a no mask policy because, quote, the virus was a weapon used by the Democrats to steal the election from the Republicans.
Right.
The cops
got
involved.
Your president
got
it.
Yeah. And we all want the vaccine as long as we can squeeze it into our schedules. They asked a bunch of people if you would take the vaccine between midnight and 6 p.m. and only 33% of us said yes.
Well, we will.
Jeez, we are lazy. Don't you guys want to go back outside?
I agree. Please.
Yes, as long as I can do it between normal business hours. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So there's a fourth grader, her name is Emma, and she made a note for Officer Daniel Hodges after seeing news coverages of him being injured by the riots at the U.S. Capitol. So here is Emma and then Daniel telling you about it.
I hoped it would help him feel better about himself and that there was somebody who cared about him and didn't want him being hurt.
I'm doing a lot better now, and thank you so much for this sport. It really means a lot to me and to all the officers out there who worked that day. Thank you.
Oh,
right.
Oh, my heart.
It's the wholesome content you needed this
Seriously.
Morning.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 coming up just after 7 o'clock on the show. Yesterday, like many of you, we had to have a weekly conference call with one of our bosses. We do this every Wednesday. It's me and it's Kennedy and it's Annie and it's producer Dan. And we just talk about stuff at work and how to be better at our jobs.
He's like our consultant. He helps us. Yeah. He's the best.
Mm-hmm. He is the best. And one of us on the show showed up to that thing hammered yesterday. And we're going to find out who just after 7 o'clock. How's that for a tease?
Well,
kind of incorrect. It's fine.
It's not? How would you say it then? Not hammered?
I wouldn't use that word.
No.
Oh.
I would use a more flowery,
high
psychedelic word.
Higher than giraffe necks. Is
what on, on cloud 11.
Somebody showed up. Showed up to our corporate conference call.
Happens to the best of us, guys.
And everybody's going to think it's Kennedy. You'll have to find out who it is just after 7 o'clock. Let's get to the dirt.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. More of a maintenance kind of gal, but anyway. The inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and Vice-President-elect Kamala Harris will happen on Wednesday. That's today?
No, next week.
After 20th. The inauguration.
Couldn't tell you what day it is.
Okay, I know.
It's today's the 14th.
Plus today's Thursday.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Thank you, Dan. I'm high right now. That's the problem.
Right.
All right. And the event will be celebrated with a new primetime TV special. It's called Celebrating America. It will be hosted by America's president, Tom Hanks. Mm. And it will feature, excuse me, performances by Justin Timberlake and Aunt Clemens. Demi Lovato, and Jon Bon Jovi. And Justin shared the news on Instagram yesterday, saying he'll be performing the song Better Days, which he wrote with Ant a few months ago. Mm. He said, this past year brought a lot of frustration, grief, anger, and there were times when it was easy to feel powerless. This song was our way of doing what little we could to encourage everyone to stay hopeful and keep working towards a better, more equal future. And he also said that, so he posted, we're going to play this for you in a minute, an Instagram like video from the studio recording this, and he said he actually recorded the vocals for this on election night. So here's a little.
Oh, okay. Well, Kennedy was playing
this
off.
It's cut and pasted all over the place.
Yeah, but what I heard, the little segment there that I just heard, I like that. Well, I like Ant Clemons, too. Do you know who he is, Kennedy?
Well, I had to Wikipedia him, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean, so he's
a singer-songwriter. He's worked with Kanye. He's worked with Beyonce.
He's one of the main voices from Sunday Service. Two guys that are the lead singers, mm-hmm. and he's one of them. The guy is super, I mean, just incredibly talented. So that's just cool. New JT music. Hello, 2021.
Funny story, off the air, when I was playing it off my computer, Carson's like, what is that noise? Because it's annoying.
Well, I was hearing it through two computers.
And then I say, Justin Timberlake, and he goes, oh, that sounds great.
I love it so much.
That is none. You lies. You sit on the throne of lies, Kennedy.
I meant to say, what are those heavenly sounds?
Demi Lovato also announced the new one on Instagram, saying, I'm so honored to announce that I will be joining Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for their special event. I was left speechless when I was asked to perform. It will happen at 8:30 p.m. on several networks, ABC, CBS, all of those, and then all of your social medias as well, so you'll be able to watch it wherever you are. Sorry.
Well, you all right, Kennedy?
So, let me clear my throat.
So there's a new documentary out about Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yes.
And Rachel Uchitel, who's one of the mistresses, is speaking out. Thank you. She spoke to New England Cable News, Derek Zagami.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He does like the celebrity stuff.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And she is speaking out saying, I spent 10 years having a lot of the media be very snarky in the way they write about me, the public be angry in the way they speak about me, and the way they perceive me. And I have felt like they've wanted an apology from me. She said, I'm sorry if I triggered something in people that causes anger or hurt in them. I clearly haven't wanted to cause any anger, because that's not who I am. I need people to understand that this is not an apology that I owe to anybody, because I didn't personally hurt anybody, and you don't personally know me. They have to remember that. They're putting a lot of their personal anger on me for their own personal issues. It's on my shoulders, and that's been really hard for me to take when my personal story has been with two other people, and those are the only people that you know my apology goes to, or one person, really. So she basically said at the end, you know, he's moved on. He got to win a bunch of things. He got a comeback. I would like a comeback too.
I think about that a lot, just because Tiger really had such, hit rock bottom and then rise back. Yeah. And you always feel bad for these women that were involved with him. It's like Monica Lewinsky. Everyone still talks so negatively about her, but Bill gets to rise from the ashes again, just like Tiger did. There's people involved, there's feelings involved in these situations, and I'm happy that she spoke out, because I don't think you hear from, calling her mistress, but
so you know what's interesting about all of this is, because she's a part of this documentary, she's doing a lot of press right now.
And
I saw her interview with Billy Bush on one of the entertainment shows. I can't remember which one that he hosts right now. But at the end of the interview, he puts up a clip on the screen, and it's of Rachel and this new boyfriend that she has. And Billy says, well, you seem to have a type, because we have this photo of you kissing this man and he's married. What would you like to say to that? And the look on her face, and she said, well, he's not technically, and it was just this very awkward exchange between the two of them.
Whoops.
You seem to have a type.
Pit.
Rude. All right. Well, there's that, y'all.
Yes.
It was wild. I was like, whoa, Billy Bush.
Hard-hitting journalism on All Access. Thank you, Billy Bush.
Right.
So I have some good news, you guys, about Adele and her new album.
Yes.
So we're all waiting.
Yes.
We all want to know what it's going to sound like.
Yes.
We all want to know what the music's going to be about. Yes. And in a new interview, Adele's good friend, comedian Alan Carr, says he has heard the album.
Stop it.
Yep. He says, I've heard some tracks on it. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. Hmm. So amazing. he notes that what he heard was rough, you know, and right. they changed. They haven't been like fully produced or whatever. But, you know, everyone's like, what's it like? What's it like? But I said to her, that voice is like an old friend. And then in true garbage journalistic fashion, somebody asked if her voice had, quote, gone skinny.
You're kidding
nope.
me.
And he says, no, no, she's still got a chunky but funky voice.
What does that even mean?
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
I wonder if she's going to drop the album on Valentine's Day, because it's supposed to come in February. That's what they're saying. And I feel like, you know.
I just can't wait to hear this new Empowered Adele and yes. see what we're going to get. So, in any event, that's the best I can give you right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's Carson.
Okay, Tia's here for War of the Roses. Hi, Tia. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing good. What's going on with you and Kenny?
Well, I really thought all the garbage was going to be over in 2020, but men can always surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
So my boyfriend and I decided to rent a cabin with four other couples, and we all got tested before we went. And, you know, we were going to end this crappy year on a high note. But I had noticed my boyfriend texting back and forth with Jill, who is one of our guy friend's girlfriends. And I guess I just never really thought of them as being close, like close enough to be texting back and forth on the side and not in our group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to New Year's Eve. We're all having a blast, playing games, blasting music, and drinking cheap champagne. So I go to the bathroom, and I see my boyfriend and Jill in the side room whispering to each other on the bed. So I just try not to make any noise and spy on them, and I see their heads turn towards each other. And I swear I saw them kiss.
What?
No.
Yeah. So I totally panicked. I didn't want to make a scene in front of the other couples.
Right.
I don't know. Everyone else was having so much fun, and I didn't want to take away from that. So I just stayed quiet. And then when the ball dropped, my boyfriend tried to romantically kiss me. And I didn't know what to do. So I just like gave him a quick peck and ran over to get another drink. It was just so gross to even think about kissing him. So he's been asking me ever since I got home, what's up, because he knows that I've been distant, and I still haven't told him what I saw. So I need you guys to help me.
Okay, so you understand how this works. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for his cell phone company. She's going to offer up the dozen long-stemmed red roses to Kenny, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Again, Tia, I want you to be very quiet while all of this is happening, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Kenny?
Yeah, this is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. I just want to offer you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
You know, that's pretty interesting, because usually when you guys call me, it's because I'm late on my bill on something.
So, nope, nothing like that today. So I just need a name for the card.
You know, I've been going through some things. Like, yeah, how about this? Can you just send them to my friend Jill?
Sure. And what would you like the card to say to Jill?
Let's see. Yeah, just something like, I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Is she a good friend?
Yeah. She's pretty good. She's been like my go-to over the last couple of weeks, you know, like somebody that, you know, just has been really important to me. And I just don't know what I would have done if I didn't have her in my life. So, yeah, it's pretty important.
You didn't have her? Jill? Jill is your go-to? What the f***? You have me. I'm your girlfriend. Your partner. But no, apparently I'm not good enough for you. You
hang on a second.
Whoa, what's going on?
Like, when did you and Jill get so close? Why do you trust her so much? Like, I don't know what the f*** is going on.
Hang on a second, Tia. Hang on. Kenny?
Yeah.
We're on the radio right now. This is Carson and Kennedy. It's something we call War of the Roses. And you just...
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, so you've heard of it.
Oh, my God. I'm so f***ing mad I didn't speak up then. I'm sick to my stomach that I even kissed you when the ball dropped.
Like, I watched my girl in the room, cuddling and whispering. You guys shared a nice kiss, too. So, like, congrats. At least you give a shit about her. I just feel so stupid. I planned this whole trip only to have you cheat on me in this same home with someone we're friends with. Like, you guys texting,
baby? No. Come on, baby. Come on. You have this all mixed up. Okay. This is crazy. I can't believe you're calling me, accusing me of this. Okay. I mean, I've been texting Jill in the last few weeks because she was helping me pick out an engagement ring for you. All right. I was gonna propose that morning. New Year's morning when we woke up. I had a whole thing planned, but you know, when the ball dropped, you were so distant, you barely spoke to me the next day. Yeah, I chickened out, you know, it didn't feel right. But Jesus, now, I don't even know. I mean, do I want to propose to someone who thinks I'm a liar and a cheater, you know? Do I even know me?
Wait.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I mean, I just totally misread that completely.
Okay.
I'm
so I just feel like at this point you guys should take this conversation off the air.
Yeah. I don't. I guess I freaked out. I'm really sorry.
Look, I mean, I'm looking at the ring right here. Okay, Jill helped me pick it out. Look, I need some time to figure this out. Okay, how can I spend the rest of my life with somebody that thinks I'm enough to cheat with my buddy's girlfriend? Okay, I gotta go.
Wow.
I think I really. Oh my God, I messed up. I need to go fix this. I need to try and fix this.
All right, good luck, girl.
Bye, Tia.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was a roller coaster of emotion.
It's a way to kick off 2021.
Yep. New year, same.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to discuss this Armie Hammer situation, which includes some seriously adult content and might be a little triggery. So I just want to say that in advance.
Will you explain to people who Armie Hammer is, just in case
they
don't know?
So Armie Hammer is an actor. He was in The Social Network. He played the Winklevoss twins.
Mm-hmm.
He was in
Call Me by Your Name.
Call Me by Your Name
with Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, he's been in a bunch of other movies. A very tall, good-looking man. I'm sure as soon as you saw his face, you would know exactly who he was.
Yep.
So he started trending this weekend after alleged DMs surfaced from a woman that he was dating, going back and forth with. I'm really not sure, but
yep,
saying amongst other things, he wanted to cut off her toe and keep it in his pocket. The messages were sent between October 2016 and February 2020, including conversations about BDSM, numerous sexual references to cannibalistic acts, and drinking blood.
Yeah.
He enjoyed being in a master and slave relationship where he was the master. He was looking for slaves. He said to this woman, "You just live to obey me and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul, my brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property until you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it in my pocket so I always had a piece of you in my possession."
He also,
and then it gets worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, he admitted some other stuff in there too, allegedly.
Well, so, the whole thing is so strange.
It really is.
You know, and
do you believe
vilifying,
it, Kennedy? Do you believe it?
Sure.
You do?
And I think initially vilifying him for his lifestyle choices
is wrong,
because if that's the way you fly, okay. But the problem was he was married, and the problem was then it got really dangerous. And some of the things that I've read of women he was with who he treated very badly during these sessions, if you will. one of his exes named Jessica Henriquez said she believes they are real. And if you're still questioning whether or not those Armie Hammer DMs are real, and they are, maybe you should start questioning why we live in a culture willing to give abusers the benefit of the doubt instead of the victims.
Hmm. Now, didn't the person that released them say they were fake? That's what I read. I read that the person who released them has since said they are fake.
No.
Kennedy, I was under the impression more than one person came out.
Yeah, Carson, there's at least four.
I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying that the person
came
who
from an Instagram account called The House of Effie. That's where they started.
Right.
And I got in there before she went private. So yes. I have read more than I care about these things.
It's unbelievable.
So
he talked about eating the heart of an animal. In one of them?
He said that he's a hunter, right, and that he hunted a deer and he ate the whole heart, which is something you do.
Right.
When
it
you
is?
Shoot a deer, might. Yeah. It's
what
people do. Yeah.
it's out of my wheelhouse, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're not hunters here in the Carson County program, but in any event.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of hearts.
And he is related to the Arm & Hammer family.
Okay. He's rich. I mean, he comes from very wealthy families.
It's from the Arm & Hammer family, the baking soda. That's Armie Hammer. It's like
that's
a part
unfortunate
of...
that they named him that. Anyway,
yeah, why would they...
he was set to be. He had just come out of quarantine because he had had COVID.
Yep.
He had just reunited with his kids in Costa Rica or somewhere, Dominican Republic, somewhere. And then all of this happened. He was supposed to be shooting a movie called Shotgun Wedding with J-Lo, and now he is not. His response: I'm not responding to these bold claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Now, throwing your kids into this is garbage.
Garbage.
And Lionsgate has released a statement saying we respect his decision to leave, but boo, you were fired.
Yeah, they said maybe you shouldn't be here right now. We don't want to.
So that's all I know right now. If you have time, which all of us do, I'd say go down the rabbit hole, but once you feel yourself being pulled in, stop and get out, because otherwise it will be 3 p.m. and you'll wonder what you did.
I did this yesterday, and it was
I've
a lot.
I've been doing it for
it
2 days,
was a lot.
And it's crazy. So,
and I would say also, if you get invited to dinner at Armie Hammer's house, don't take that invitation.
So let's talk Jeopardy for a little bit. We told you, yesterday that Aaron Rodgers will be guest hosting and Katie Couric will be guest hosting.
Yes.
Well, they've announced some more. Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory and Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes are going to be doing
it. Which is awesome.
Each do a week's worth of shows. They'll receive a donation to the charity of their choice. I don't know what order they're going in, and it looks like more hosts will be announced in the future. I think it's just something fun that we'll keep doing until
Absolutely.
They make a decision. So,
also, if you missed it earlier, Kate Merrill said that there's a teacher that's going to be on tonight. Who's from Boston?
Which we love.
To add to that, one of my girlfriend's friends is going to be on next Wednesday.
Really?
No way.
She texted me yesterday. She's very excited that she's going to be her friend's going to be on Jeopardy on Wednesday.
I want to talk to her about what it's like to be on Jeopardy. Oh, my God.
We must.
I can track her down for us if
you
want.
I would love that. And, Dan, I would like your opinion on this story I'm about to do.
I'm full of them.
So, Rob Gronkowski, 3 Super Bowl wins, which means he has 3 trophies.
Yep.
And
the Lombardi.
Like, a while ago, didn't he hit a baseball with one?
Our last Super Bowl win during the party, he was holding the Lombardi trophy, and someone threw a baseball, and he like squared up and bunted the baseball with the trophy.
Yes. And it damaged it. Yes.
So, yes. Well, he's decided to damage it again. So, he was with a Twitch streamer named Turter Tenney, who goes by Tifu or Tifu. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I feel stupid saying it.
I don't know him, but I know he's very popular.
So, he got with this guy, and they decided to see how easily the Lombardi trophy can be damaged. Here's sort of what that sounded like.
So the last Lombardi trophy I dealt with, I put a dent in it. Let's see the damage I can do with this one now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
That's what you do when you're the champ. You dent trophies.
Daniel, do you feel that he's sullying the win from the New England Patriots by just willy-nilly banging that thing up?
Well, first off, that's not... The real trophy is in Gillette Stadium behind a glass case, so
I understand
that must have been
that.
A replica of the
but
Twitch
I'm just
user
saying.
No,
how
I
do you
care,
feel
really.
About that? Really?
No, it's a stupid,
it so
it's a stupid internet video with a fake trophy. Like, he's he's a little frat boy that's 6
exactly.
foot six. I don't really care.
I did it again.
Kennedy, a lot of text messages asking about the guy and the cannibalism again.
Go ahead.
You want to explain again one more time because people are curious who this guy is.
His name is Armie Hammer. And if you look him up like on the Google, I'm sure you will recognize him straight away. But he was the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network. I feel like that was his most.
I saw a joke.
Call Me By Your Name.
And Call Me By Your Name got a lot of Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
So.
I saw a joke online that said, that's why you never saw his twin, Leggy Hammer, again after that movie.
I thought that was pretty good, actually.
It's just the strangest story, and it keeps so getting stranger.
I saw another one that said, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Oh.
I mean, there was some, the internet, man, they don't play. They don't play when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, it's hard because you want to make fun of it. And I know that a lot of this is a lifestyle people don't understand, but then at the same time, there's women who are victims of it. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's all allegedly, though. Like I said, it's all, you have no idea what's real and what's not.
They have pictures, Carson. They have pictures of him choking himself to send to the girl that's what he wants to do to her.
But that doesn't mean he eats people.
Yeah.
You're taking this way too far. What, he doesn't want to eat her, but he says that. Like
that's part
of the play.
Yes.
You see?
So you don't think but he does in the alleged things, it says, I'm a cannibal. I can't believe I just admitted that.
Yeah, but I think this is him also. He was drunk in a lot of them, which he admits. Yeah. And
it's a lot.
Sometimes you get carried away in the role playing, Carson. But in any event, that's as much as I know. And it's such a strange story, so you can decide for yourself.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
A new study found that looking at something green can boost creativity, although not as much as smoking something green.
That's not cigarettes. That's weed. That's weed.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Are you high?
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
My first step was going with all hemp underwear. It's awesome!
Good evening, everyone. Our top story, marijuana is now legal. Is now legal.
But now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk.
And I know why.
Go ahead, Dan.
Because I got high.
So, breaking news, someone on our show was high AF during a corporate conference call yesterday. Who do you think it was? I put that up on my Twitter. And Kennedy, you are leading the way at 34.6%. I feel like Steve Karnacki. I'm going to break it down on the big whiteboard.
Are you wearing khakis?
Yes, I am.
Oh, the numbers are updating as I'm looking. It is now a dead heat. 32.1%, Kennedy. Annie, 32.1%, and producer Dan with 32.1%.
Wow.
And I am at 3.6%.
I think we've all learned Carson is a nerd. I'm kidding.
So the deal is this. Every Wednesday, we get together, and we talk about things that we're doing on the show, things that we're going to be doing on the show. It's just trying to get better at what we do every week, right? Yeah, everybody has that.
Yeah, we have a consultant. He's like an expert on helping radio, morning shows particularly, do the best that they can and get, you know, do the best stuff so you guys will laugh every day.
And we love him. We've been working with Steve for
a decade. Oh, yeah, 12 years.
12 years now that we've been working with Steve. And so we have our normal call yesterday, and then we get into work this morning, and then we find, the numbers are updating. Kennedy's now back in the lead with 36.7% of the vote. Some of the mail-in ballots are now just coming in, and it seems like some of the suburbs.
Thank you.
Suburbs.
Oh, we just found ballots. I see.
Have we checked Georgia yet?
And so we found out this morning when we all got in that someone on the show may have been high while all of this was happening. Does that person want to go ahead and reveal what happened?
So you see what happened was.
But I feel like I played a part in it, so.
But it's really not your fault. So first, I want you guys to know that I love nothing more than banana bread, especially Kennedy's banana bread. She's so good at making it. And when I was leaving her house yesterday, I cut kind of half of the loaf of banana bread because I love it so much. And Kennedy's like, I made it with can of butter, just so you know, but you'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Whatever. I did not see the amount of size she cut.
Yes.
But that I was like, just so you know, it's got weed in it.
That was mistake number one.
I feel like everything in your house has weed in it.
No.
So I get...
Hold on. Can of butter?
Yeah, so you take...
Do you make this or do you buy this?
I made it. No, I made it.
You're like the Mazzola of weed butter.
You go to the dispensary and you buy margarine stuff and you...
It's can of butter.
You have to add it to the butter. You have to melt it. You have to freeze it. It's a whole thing. But in any event, yes. And so I made the banana bread with that butter.
I feel like a budding business is coming soon. Yeah.
So I get home and eat it, and you know it's so good. And I'm just laying there, and then we get on the call, and I'm like, I feel really like tired. Am I just exhausted? I'm like, I got a good night's sleep last night. And I wish you guys saw my eyes opened so wide. And I was like, oh no. Oh,
oh no.
So I get a text from Annie telling me this. And I was like, what? Because I had forgotten completely that she had eaten the bread. And she's like, the bread, the bread.
I was like, Kennedy, I feel like David after the dentist. If you guys remember that video of the kid. And he goes, is this real life? That was literally me the entire phone call with our consultant. I was like, I physically can't speak. I can't speak. I can't get out of bed. I had to take my Apple Watch off because it kept telling me to stand up. And I was like, I can't. Apple, I can't stand up.
You know, you were abnormally quiet during the call. None of that.
Dan, I have to send you I took a picture of myself because I was like, I've never been so scared of a human being's eyes than I am right now. I had therapy appointments yesterday. I had to cancel everything.
I'm
so like,
sorry.
No, it's not. Kennedy, I ate half a loaf of bread. It's my fault. Like, I'm obsessed with banana bread, and I just cut a piece way too big, apparently.
Because I've eaten a few pieces of it, and...
Well, your tolerance is like Snoop Dogg, Kennedy.
Well, and eating it...
It's so different. It's so
edibles
different.
Edibles creep up on you in
and
a different way.
And it will hit you a different way, certainly. But
text from the 978, yeah. Annie, of course it's you. You're the one that spent $500 at a dispensary one time.
And who hasn't been there?
But honestly, yeah, whatever. That happened. But I'm not even a big marijuana person.
No,
I like what it, you know, the feeling sometimes, like if I have a bad headache or something and I eat an edible. But guys, like, I have never felt this way in my entire existence. I could not move from my bed. I had to put the pillows over my head. I had all the covers on. So Shannon came into my roommate came in to check on me. She's like, is she even in there?
I can feel my hair growing, man.
Dan, I tried to go for a walk just to get some fresh air, and my legs were cinder blocks. I was around the neighborhood. I was like, does everyone know?
Annie, I have a question.
Yes.
So you knew that it was made with can of butter. Why did you eat half a loaf?
Well, it was just a really big piece.
It was just a bigger piece.
Yeah, and I just was like, oh, I'll be fine. I didn't, you know, I guess I just really didn't.
Annie, did I ever tell you the story when I did this in the sixth grade? Did you ever hear that story?
Such a good story.
Oh, my God. So, my mother, like, I mean, you know, it's like the late 70s, early 80s, and her friend Barbara and Daryl, they like to cook up the brownies with the weed in it, and so they had cooked this batch and they put it on top of the fridge, and then they went out. I guess they were too hot to eat. Well, they left me home alone. I'm like 11 years old. I'm searching around the kitchen. By the way, we lived on a boat at the time, so I'm scouring through the galley of the boat. I find the brownies. I eat the entire tray of the pot brownies, and they come home and I am just gone.
I
couldn't go to school the next day, and my mom was like trying to figure out.
You're lucky you didn't get a little poisoned from that, right? Quite frankly. That's a lot.
And because and as I ate them, I wanted to eat more of them because all of a sudden I had the munchies.
Right? You're like, these are good. You guys should have seen me trying to go because like I'll share our audio post later in the day, and I was trying to type and I was like, I can't do it. I can't finish my work.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's a roller coaster of a day, man, let me tell you.
I feel terrible.
Well, it's a very productive meeting, guys. Wait till you see the stuff we're going to have on the show coming up in a couple
of
weeks.
It really was a great meeting.
It's really trippy stuff.
Don't remember most of it,
but
you guys
will
fill me in.
Outside the box, man.
Yes, we're printing tie-dye t-shirts. We're going to follow the Grateful Dead. We got a lot of big things happening on the Carson Kennedy Show.
From the 781 Carson, I ate an edible cookie once. I thought I died. It was literally on the floor and then walking into walls.
Yes, yes, well, yes.
You go from, man, this isn't really hitting me, to wow, I'm in outer space.
Yep. I was with the UFOs and the aliens, Daniel. Let me tell you that much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
hearts.